This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. Last Friday, Central Illinois held its final naturalization ceremony before this year's election. 58 men and women entered Springfield's old state capital as citizens of 30 nations. An hour later, they left as citizens of one. This week, we're participating in a national week of conversation along with other NPR stations called A Nation Engaged. I went to the old state capitol to ask, what does it mean to you to be an American? And what could the next president do to advance your vision of America?
Yes, my name is Edgar Galina. I'm 43 years. I'm from Mexico. Having the U.S. citizenship means to me everything now. Because now I feel like I can be part of this country taking decisions to economic decisions, political decisions, you know, and participate in all the process that this country takes to be, you know, a free and democratic country.
Yes, that was my dream, to be a citizen, because I like America.
It means a lot, I think. Yep. Because my kids are all American, so it was about time I became an American too.
It's an honor and a responsibility. You know, there are principles and lives that you have to follow, like liberty, freedom, liberty of speech, you know, opportunity, equality.
It means to me, well, of course, freedom, and that you have the right to speak up if you need to, that you're not suppressed.
An American, I have a responsibility to protect the country, and being a citizen, it's not something that I can take for granted. And I renounce my old citizenship, so I'm part of this country, and I'm gonna do whatever it takes to make it better.
The most important now, I can vote in the election, so I can use my right this time.
We need a president that can help the country and make the country better.
I think whoever have good vision for America is great for me. I don't care who is gonna be, but whoever have good vision for America is the one I can vote for.
Just make America better.
To help people that seek education, yeah, to advance and get some way to achieve their dream, yeah.
A more united America. That's what my vision would be. I think it's very divided right now.
The country is a place of immigrants. We have to support all the immigrants who are coming to the country in the correct or legal way. At the same time, we need a leader who can unite the people, not divide the people.
Be more inclusive of all the immigrants.
I think they have to do exactly what all the presidents before them they did. And I think that Abraham Lincoln is the most, the best example that you can have.
I'm Daniel Butnariu, Romania.
My name is Bebe.
My name is Jean-Paul Wotu.
Justice Kabea.
Congo.
I'm from Congo.
I'm from Congo, Democratic Republic.
Yeah, Marcelo Seminara, Argentina.
My name is Angelica Holford, Angie. I'm from Germany.
India.
I'm from India.
Yeah, from India. Yeah, full name Srinivasan Durai Raj.
Meka Pradeep Kumar Pandya.
My new name is Richa Prakash.
My name is Sangeeta Srinivasan.
You know, we heard a lot about Lincoln ever since we moved to Springfield. We actually got so inspired by his dreams and, you know, to keep the country together. And we really would like that his legacies be, you know, refreshed and, you know, delivered to the United States people by the new president.
Voices from some of America's newest citizens naturalized Friday at the old state capitol in Springfield. That report was part of NPR's National Week of Conversation called A Nation Engaged. I'm Brian Mackey.